the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Through this material, today's youth can be stimulated to sexual activity for which he has no legitimate outlet.
Well, here's another episode of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. I'm your host, Phil Gray. This is episode 372, and right up front, I'm going to remind you about the back episodes. Grab them while you can. They're available via iTunes or Apple Podcasts, where you can rate, review, and subscribe. TuneIn, Stitcher, CastBox, all good podcasting sites and apps carry Retrospect. Simply search for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk. So episode 372, scrabbling for a theme, I decided to put together an episode of entirely cover versions, and what a way to get it underway. 8 Mile High, written by Gene Clark, Jim McGuinn, and David Crosby, The Byrds, of course, but covered by a band called Index off an album released 1968, a subtly psychedelic-influenced punk version of 8 Miles High. Great way to get this episode underway. Plenty more very cool covers and some cool global garage later in the set.
Rock and roll music is the main weapon of our attack for open sex on every street corner in the next 5 years, because it is the most effective thing we have.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. Well, here's one from a band called The Alliance, a 1966 45, their Soul 45. Pretty rare, but did make it onto 60s Rebellion Volume 14. Quagmire Volume 4, 60s Garage from the Primordial Depths, and also a comp from 2004 called Storm in the Garage. So the band is called The Alliance. This is I'm Not Your Stepping Stone.
James Lowe of the Electric Prunes. You are tuned in to Phil Gray and the Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Punk on.
you're smoking on your bed under your helmet. You hear me cry.
Take God's name in vain, but they don't know how to take God's name aright. It's these kind of things that destroy America.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Judge a wise man by the way he speaks his spell.
skin, the color of the soul.
Three more very cool 60s garage covers. The Alliance, I'm Not Your Stepping Stone. Then, The Electric Prunes off their Stockholm 67 album. Actually, a December 14th, 1967 show from the Concert Hall in Stockholm. Originally recorded for broadcast on Swedish radio, but restored and remastered and released as what perhaps is their best record. Stockholm 67, The Electric Prunes with Smokestack Lightning. And then thirdly in the set, off an album released on Mainstream Records, a band called The Growing Concern out of the States. Cover of a song popularized by the Yardbirds, in fact written by Michael Hugg, British musician, part of Manfred Mann. Great song it is too. Mister, You're a Better Man Than I. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Well, here's a four-piece band out of Newark, New Jersey called Rasputin and the Mad Monks, early psychedelic band. Signed with an agent called Jack Fisher, played several top nightclubs around New York and New Jersey. Heavily influenced by James Brown, Sam and Dave, Wilson Pickett, Otis Redding, but also Jefferson Airplane, The Doors and The Beatles. Lasted about 4 years, with two members going on to form a band called The Moon Balloon. So here they are, Rasputin and the Mad Monks, with their cover of I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I touched your golden hair and tasted your perfume. Your eyes were filled with love the way they used to be. Your gentle hand reached out to comfort me. Then came the dawn. So big that I could feel your lips. And I would raise your lips on each of your lips.
got.
I feel that the rottenest music that's ever come out of the pit of hell is rock and roll.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
This feeling, all right? It's very easy. All you gotta do is follow me. I want you to clap your hands. And those of you who don't feel like clapping your hands, I want you to tap your feet, snap your fingers, shake your shoulders, or whatever else you want to shake. But I want you to help me get that feeling. All right? I think I got that feeling that makes you want to dance. You come on over here now, baby, 'cause we're gonna take a chance. Oh. I know you got that feeling. I know you're gonna feel all right. Yeah. And you can dance when you wanna now, all day and all night. So I want you to help me, baby. Help me. Help me, baby. Help me. Help me, baby. Help me. Help me, baby. You know, she's looking so fine. She dances like an angel now. She really moves all the time. You know, she helps me get that good, good feeling whenever she's around. She can do the jerk now better than anybody else in town. So come on over here now, baby. I want you to help me. Help me, baby. Help me. Help me. Help me feel it now. Help me. Help me, baby. Help me, all right.
isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia. Our set got underway with Rasputin and the Mad Monks with their cover of I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night. Then out of Australia, Ray Brown and the Whispers, a very, very successful Australian band, existed from 1964 to 1967, and they were led by Ray Brown, who ranked alongside the Easy Beats, the Aztecs, and Normie Rowe and the Playboys as the most popular Australian bands of the era. So Ray Brown and the Whispers, a track titled Help Me Part 1, but very obviously a cover of Van Morrison's Gloria. Then wrapping the set, another obscurity. This one is from Magnolia, Arkansas, a band called 5x5, one full-length album they released called Next Exit, and eight singles. Their biggest success was a cover of the Jimi Hendrix track Fire, which reached number 52 on the Billboard charts. We had 5x5 with a cover of Love's 7 and 7 Is. dig what you hear,
yeah,
check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, CastBox, Podbean, PodDirectory, and many more.
Yeah.
Where's a prominent 60s garage band formed Los Angeles 1966, fronted by chief songwriter and lead vocalist Sean Bonnewell. They are The Music Machine. Here's their cover of Question Mark and the Mysterians, 96 Tears.
Too many teardrops for one heart to be kind. Yeah. Too many teardrops for one heart to carry on. You're way on top now. Since you left me, you're always laughing. Way down at me. Well, you better watch out now. 'Cause I'm gonna get Bill, and we'll be together. Just a little while, and then I'm gonna put you way, way down here, and you'll start crying. Yeah, 96 tears. Oh yeah, now when the sun comes up, I'll be on top, and you'll be right down there, looking up. And on my way, I'll come up here, but I don't see you waiting around. I'm on my way, wondering how I'm gonna get you, but I know now, I'll just cry, cry, I'll just cry. Too many teardrops for one heart to cry, yeah. Too many teardrops for one heart to carry on. And you're gonna cry 96 tears. You're gonna cry 96 tears. You're gonna cry, 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 cry. You're gonna cry, 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 cry.
Father is
there's a picture of those guys up on our Facebook page. Don't forget to go to Facebook and like us. Facebook.com/RetrospectGarageRadio. The band is called The La-Di-Das, leading New Zealand rock band from the 1960s and early 70s. They formed in 1963, originally called The Mergers. Significant success here in New Zealand and in Australia until they split in 1975. It's a cover of How Is the Air Up There, a bona fide New Zealand music classic.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
We got very high ratings, by the way, but I won't mention that.
It's time for some global garage. We've got a couple of tracks out of Peru to get us underway. Firstly, a band called Los Juniors. I believe they originated from a school called the San Julian School, or St. Julian School, where a bunch of students formed Los Juniors. Very little English language information available about this band, but the track did appear on the compilation called Back to Peru Volume 2. This is Los Juniors with Tercera Piedra del Sol. It's a cover of the Jimi Hendrix track, Third Rock from the Sun.
Than ever before.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
The moment I rise. Hi, this is Steve from Charlotte, North Carolina, loving the groovy 60s garage sound. It's really not just the lyrics, it's the beat. You're listening to Phil Gray in Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Show.
It's a brief global garage set for this episode of Retrospect. Peru's Los Juniors top of the set with their cover of Hendrix's third Rock from the Sun. Then Los Hang Tens. Picture and information up on our Facebook page. Another band out of Peru formed 1964 in the San Isidro district of Lima. Same place that that Peruvian band Traffic Sound came from. So 1964, a number of the more rock music inclined members of the Christian Brothers Santa Maria School decided to create a rock band to entertain their friends and classmates. Named themselves Los Hang Tens after surfing lingo. We had their cover of the Kinks, Till the End of the Day. One of a number of Kinks covers that they did, including We Have All Good Times Gone, Tired of Waiting for You, and You Really Got Me. Then wrapping the set, a band described as the Chad and Jeremy or Peter and Gordon of the early Rio Platense scene. This is out of Argentina. Their cover of the Rolling Stones' Paint It Black, That was Sam and Dan.
Much of this material has been described as an illustrated, detailed course in perversion.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk radio show and podcast. Let's bring it back here to New Zealand. Like so many places, New Zealand garage bands really cut their teeth on covers of British Invasion tracks. This is a favourite of mine. The band is called Barry and the Breakaways. Came out of a band called the Blue Diamonds around 1964. So New Zealand's Barry and the Breakaways, their cover of The Who's I Can't Explain. That's New Zealand band Barry and the Breakaways covering The Who's I Can't Explain. Wrapping this week's episode of Retrospect, all covers. If you want to listen again, go to your favourite podcasting platform. Check out this and a number of back episodes available via all good podcasting platforms. We're going to wrap with an instrumental. I believe the band is called The Storybook, although I think they were uncredited. It's actually off a soundtrack to the movie Psych Out. Kind of a counterculture era psychedelic film about hippies, psychedelic music, recreational drugs. Features Susan Strasberg and Jack Nicholson. A number of edits of the film exist, but the majority of songs in the movie and on the soundtrack were performed by The Storybook. They were a band from the San Fernando Valley. So, The Storybook, track called Psych Out, wrapping our cover version episode because it so obviously is a ripoff of a track you'll know. I'm Phil Gray, that's it for Retrospect for this week. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.